Well, in 2 weeks, I will be in Cooperstown, and I'm going to go there for the wonderful ceremony which honors the late Bill King as he gets the Ford C. Frick Award for excellence in broadcasting. As I've said many times on these Sundays, we love having these short conversations that I had with Bill just to hear his voice. And, of course, he started out working with the Giants, working with the Giants and Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons, then had so many years of broadcasting with Lon with the Oakland Athletics. But he was a perfectionist and just a wonderful man and a great mentor to me. And whenever I would do my shows, he would look at me, and if I said anything wrong, he was would look at me. And I couldn't say enough about him. But what he did for me, he gave me validation when I started, and he loved the stories and he loved the interviews and everything. So I'm happy to celebrate Bill every single Sunday, and we're the only ones that do it in the Bay Area for this wonderful man. So here's one of my conversations with Bill. Now, it is brought to us, very important, brought to us by Nation's Giant Hamburgers and Volvo Cars of Walnut Creek. They are the special sponsors who have been chosen to sponsor this segment, so I'm very proud that they're doing that. But here's one of my conversations with Bill King.
Probably the one that stays with me most vividly is the first game of the Dodgers series won by Kirk Gibson with that dramatic home run off Dennis Eckersley. As you'll recall, Oral Hershiser had been in an incredible zone with his string of shutout games and shutout innings pitched, and he was going to pitch the second game of that series following Belcher. Stewart pitched for the A's. And one of the things I said to Lon Simmons in the on-the-air pregame period was that I felt this was a more important first game of the World Series than most for the Athletics, because I felt if they didn't win the first game with Hershiser coming next, I just didn't feel anybody would beat Hershiser after his performance during the regular season against the Mets. And I felt that, on the other hand, if the A's won the first game, Hershiser could actually pitch three wins and the A's could still win the World Series in seven, 4-3. And when the event occurred, and then we did the post-game show, I had to hurry out. I had a limo waiting to fly to Kansas City for a Raider game the next day at noon. And as I left the booth, I said to Lon, speaking as an A's broadcaster, "We just lost the World Series." I think also, looking back on that game, probably the worst thing that happened to the A's was Jose Canseco's grand slam in his second at-bat that gave the A's the four runs they got that night. Because for that game and the rest of the series, every member of the A's lineup up and down swung from his butt and every at-bat. And the Dodgers pitched to it matchlessly. They pitched to that flaw with everybody swinging out of his shoes. And that's one of the reasons I think that the Dodgers pitchers were so successful other than Hershiser.
As a broadcaster, and you see Gibson up there as an amazing at-bat, what sort of emotions do you go through as you see the ball in the air when he finally does hit it?
Well, I had expected, frankly, that was the eighth pitch of the sequence. I had expected he was going to drop the head of the bat and hit one of those Eckersley fastballs on the outside corner to left field, score by Mike Davis from second, and tie the game. I never expected what we got. I'd said just before the pitch, Eckersley has not thrown a slider in this sequence. He threw the slider, Gibson hit it, and it's on its way. And it's amazing how many thoughts can flash through your mind in an instantaneous moment while you're still broadcasting and reacting professionally. The first thought was, "Oh, God." That was from the emotional side of being the A's broadcaster. The other one, almost simultaneously, was probably one of the great moments in World Series history. And I just reacted as a professional in describing it apropos of the importance and the drama of the game. And I never heard the call until this spring. Somebody gave me a tape. And I must say, I always wondered, was it good or not? And I have to say, I was very pleased.
Words were exchanged between Don Baylor, Jay Howell before that series. A lot of challenges back and forth.
The Dodgers seemed to be very motivated in the series. They'd already upset the Mets, and Lasorda had his way of motivating them with anything he could. And I don't know what Don Baylor was thinking about, because he gave a set of quotes to one of the L.A. sports writers, ripping Jay Howell, the former A's right-hander and then reliever for the Dodgers. And I felt that the Dodgers rallied around that, the way Lasorda can motivate certain teams and certain personalities, and that gave them just a little extra edge to try and get the job done, because they were huge underdogs. They had basically nothing to lose. I've never talked to Don about that. Some people thought maybe he was trying to take the heat off the younger A's players who hadn't been there before, but it was a bad decision if that's what it was.
Boy, great baseball memory. One of the greatest baseball games, World Series games ever. Bill King, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty.